Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores in Bad Axe, and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Federal officials say 9 people taken into custody during an immigration enforcement operation in Saginaw Township last month have since left the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested the 9 individuals on July 25th. DHS says all 9 later accepted voluntary departure and have now been removed from the country. The individuals had been working on a fiber optic cable installation project in Saginaw Township when ICE made the arrest. The enforcement action drew public attention and prompted several protests in Saginaw County. DHS has previously said the federal government is offering some people who are in the country without legal authorization, financial assistance, and a flight if they voluntarily leave the United States. Federal officials say voluntary departure can provide a potential path for individuals to seek legal entry into the country in the future. And Michigan residents are being warned about a phone scam in which callers claim thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits are waiting, but demand a fee before the money can be released. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency, or UIA, says one resident received a call from someone claiming to be a UIA human resources manager. The caller said the person was owed about $4,000 but would first have to pay a $105 fee. UIA officials say that's a scam. The agency does not charge people to apply for unemployment or to receive benefits they're entitled to. Similar calls have been reported in other states. Federal officials have also warned of scams using artificial intelligence to impersonate unemployment agencies and collect personal information. Michigan's UIA says residents should not provide personal information, send money, or click links received through unexpected calls, texts, or emails. The agency also says it does not randomly text claimants or employers. Anyone questioning whether a communication is legit can contact UIA directly at 1-866-500-0017. Again, 866-500-0017. People with current or previous claims can also check correspondence through their secure MyWAM account. Suspected unemployment fraud or identity theft can be reported through the Michigan UIA website. And a 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kindy Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen on a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by the limb, estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. The man was instead transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately available. When we come back from this Ashley Furniture sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
Everything in store is on sale for only 5 big days, exclusive only to Ashley and Bad Axe, August 20th through August 24th. Save 25% off regular price items, 15% off Orange Tag floor models, accessories are up to 80% off, and there's Sleep Gallery savings you need to come see for yourself. Twins start at just $119. full starting at $288, and 12 queen mattresses priced from $288 to $488 while supplies last. Plus, dressers and chest of drawers starting at $199. And that's not all. While you're in store, you can register to win an Ashley gift card with no purchase necessary. It's your chance to win either a $100, $250, or even a $500 gift card. Plus, buy now and pay later with available 1 year, 2 year, and 5 year no interest financing. Some restrictions may apply. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Everything in store is on sale for 5 big days, only at Ashley and Bad Axe, locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Cody. Continuing with our national news, wildfire activity surges across northern region, forcing air quality alerts. Dozens of active wildfires burning out of control in high forested regions have sent thick plumes of smoke drifting southward, triggering widespread air quality warnings across multiple states. Environmental agencies have urged sensitive groups, including children and elderly residents, to remain indoors as particulate pollution levels spiked into hazardous zones. Fire crews are utilizing aerial drops and firebreak construction to protect rural communities, but hot, dry winds continue to hamper containment efforts. Authorities warn that extreme weather forecasts could prolong hazardous smoke conditions heading into the weekend. In other national news, energy grid operators issue regional conservation notices amid heat wave. Electrical grid managers across the Central Plains issued voluntary power conservation alerts as record-breaking summer temperatures drove air conditioning demand to all-time highs. Utility requested that residents postpone using heavy appliances during peak afternoon hours to prevent localized grid stress. Emergency management teams opened public cooling centers across metropolitan areas to assist vulnerable households without operational climate control. Engineers confirmed that power generation facilities remain operational, but warned that sustained demand could lead to targeted brownouts if strain persists. When we come back from this Bayport Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with your international news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Finland resumes asylum seeker transfers to Italy under European protocols. Finnish immigration authorities announced they will resume the transfer of select asylum seekers back to Italy, aligning with Dublin regulation guidelines regarding initial arrival states. Finland becomes the fourth European nation to reinstate these formal transfer protocols, joining Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. Humanitarian groups raised concerns over processing capabilities in Mediterranean port countries receiving returning applicants. Finnish officials defended the move, stating that enforcing standard border processing rules is essential for long-term continental migration stability. In other international news, high-level diplomatic tensions surface over entertainment regulations. A diplomatic spat emerged after municipal authorities in Shanghai directed local entertainment venues to prohibit public live performances in the Japanese language. The directive follows weeks of escalating political rhetoric between regional powers regarding territorial and diplomatic disputes. Cultural associations and event organizers expressed concern over sudden event cancellations and financial losses. International diplomatic representatives call for restraint, warning that restricting cultural exchanges damages cross-border tourism and trade relationships. When we come back from this Mackenzie's Jewelers sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
Brighten up your style and receive a free bracelet from Pandora at Mackenzie Jewelers at the north side of Bad Axe. Shop Mackenzie Jewelers' vast Pandora collection. Spend $135 or more on Pandora jewelry and receive a free bracelet up to $100 value. Unlock even more choices when you spend $250 or more in Pandora jewelry and receive a free Pandora bracelet up to $180 value. Offers valid now through Tuesday, September 8th. This is a great time to purchase Pandora for gift giving for the special ones on your list, or treat yourself and add more Pandora to your jewelry collection. Mackenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe. Free bracelet with qualifying purchase available August 20th through September 8th, while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Mackenzie Jewelers for details.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores in Bad Axe and Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabling.